10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Let's talk a little bit about Erica Kirk, Turning Point USA, and the general direction of the current Republican Party. I saw this story just the other day, and I was like, this is bizarre. I didn't even know that this was a thing. Donald Trump appoints Erica Kirk to fill position held by late husband Charlie on Air Force Academy board. And I'm like, Erica Kirk? Charlie Kirk was on the Air Force Academy board? Then I started looking into what Erica Kirk's been doing recently. There's so much chatter about Turning Point USA these days and what's going on with the Republican Party. I feel like, at least on the media side of things, you know, there's some questions about whether this has actually translated in any polling. But in the media world, at least, there's certainly a MAGA civil war, if that's what you want to call it, going on. So I want to hop into some updates here. So Erica Kirk, 37, has been appointed to the U.S. Air Force Academy Board of Visitors by President Donald Trump. Her position was previously held by Charlie Kirk. And if we scroll down here, the board inquires into the moral discipline, curriculum instruction, physical equipment, fiscal affairs, academic methods, and other matters related to the academy, which the board decides to consider. What? Okay. So I did some research and I'm like, well, who else is on this Air Force Academy board? Also on the board, is Mark Wayne Mullen, who obviously Donald Trump just recently picked to be the next Secretary of Homeland Security, as well as Tommy Tuberville, Kevin Cramer, Ted Budd, and John Hickenlooper, among others. So, like, this board seems, at least, you know, there could be some debate about this too, people like Mark Wayne Mullen, but like, these seem like, you know, you hear that there's sitting U.S. representatives on an Air Force Academy board. It's like, all right, that seems reasonable enough. And then Charlie Kirk was on this and Erica Kirk? The board did not announce Erica Kirk's appointment, though her name now appears on the list of members. And the White House did not say, only praising Trump when they were asked about this, saying he, quote, made the perfect choice in appointing her. And so let's just back up a little bit and see what Erica Kirk has been doing recently. Because me seeing that article, I was like, so bizarre. I'm like, I didn't even know. Maybe that's me. You can let me know in the comments down below if, like, you were aware that Charlie Kirk was on this board. I had no idea. And also, while you're in the comments, make sure you like and subscribe. If you don't know who I am, if you clicked on this video and you're like, where the hell is Adam Mockler? Don't worry. He's around. He's making videos all the time. My name is Chris Mallory. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. So if you enjoy the way I do things, there is a, you can go right down below, and check out my YouTube channel. Subscribe there. Make sure you check it out. And then obviously subscribe to Adam Mockler and hit like. I appreciate you guys so much. Truly, the support has been overwhelming. I'm like 5,000 subscribers away from 200,000 on my YouTube channel, which is like, holy smokes. I just hit 100,000. You guys are incredible. All right, let's start here. This was from just the other day. Take a listen.
Are here to welcome one of the conservative movement's most talented, most outspoken, and most faithful leaders, Erica Kirk, to our great state. We're so proud to have her, and we're so proud of the incredible work that she is doing to help encourage students across the country to engage and join Club America, which we're launching here in Arkansas, and we're just honored to have you.
Thank you. God bless you. We're so grateful, and thank you for honoring Charlie and his legacy and his mission to have a Club America on every high school chapter across the country. So God bless you guys, and thank you.
Okay, so we're in Arkansas, I guess, launching Club America, which we want to put in every high school in America. Dude, it's like crazy that they ran on this idea and they still talk about this, you know, crazy idea that like all high schools, all education is woke and there's leftist ideology being pushed, which just isn't true. And now we literally have banners of Charlie Kirk on the Department of Education. Like, I'm sure you've seen this in DC. It says, you know, it's like Charlie Kirk, Donald Trump, you know, pushing education in America. It's like, this seems kind of like indoctrinate our kids. Putting a Club America that, you know, like Erica Kirk founded and is running seems kind of like we're indoctrinating our kids. Well, she talked to these high school students in Arkansas. Listen to what she had to say.
Don't let anyone disenfranchise you because you're a young man. especially a young white male man. Don't ever let anyone talk down to you. We need strong men out there. Strong men who are convicted.
Famously, white men are disenfranchised all the time. So really glad she said, like, this is one of the things that frustrates me the most, especially being a young, straight, white, 24-year-old man in America. Never one time have I been disenfranchised. I never walk into rooms and think about my race or my sexuality or my gender. I am the most privileged person in society. And the fact that there's so many people out there who get feel some amount of insecurity when they say that, or get like, act like little snowflakes, and they're like, oh, I don't have white privilege, I'm under attack. Like, oh my, what are we doing here? But no, this is not indoctrinating our children. Don't worry, it's not a big deal. Now, I want to go back a little bit more as we're watching Erica Kirk do a lot of this stuff. There's been a lot of chatter within right-wing media kind of questioning Erica Kirk, her motives, her relationship with Charlie Kirk. I don't really know how to feel, so I'm going to lean on you guys to let me know in the comments down below. But, you know, Tim Dillon, being a very kind of right-wing figure, a very famous comedian, went on a long rant about Erica Kirk the other day. I found it very fascinating. Take a listen.
You know, you look at the Kirk thing, right? Remember that? You look at that, and you try to zoom out and go, all right, tragic death on its face. We see a furry, the furry's boyfriend, the thing. Okay. Then we zoom out. We go, wait, the wife's weird. Something up with the wife. The organization's weird. Something's up with them. You know, 3 weeks after the guy's dead, she's out there with sparklers. You know, they're doing Cirque du Soleil. Something's off. Something's weird. Now we find out, like, the wife is, it's beyond weird. It's creepy. And there's a very good chance that this woman was his handler, that he was this powerful young guy who raised a lot of money for a lot of people and took a lot of money from a lot of people. And money's never free. So you think about it, you say, you have this, how do you direct a guy like that who's incredibly important? He's running the largest young voter, you know, registration organization. He's handling large sums of money. He's out there sculpting narrative as it regards to domestic and foreign policy. So you have a handler who comes in, and she may have loved him. I'm sure she loved him. Why wouldn't a handler love her husband? Because even though she was his Mossad handler and probably had him, no marriage is perfect. None. Not one. No marriage is perfect. Truly. No marriage is perfect. There's no marriage that is perfect. She may have been his handler, and they came to her one day and said, he found out you're his handler. Or she might have told them. She might have said, listen, we got problems. This guy, and I'm not the only one saying this, don't kill me. I'm saying, we're not breaking news here. We're not breaking ground. We're reviewing. We're analyzing. We're like behind the eight ball. This woman may have said, called someone up and said, we got bad news here. This guy found all the laundered money, and now he knows I'm his handler, and he thinks that invalidates the marriage because I'm his handler. And they were like, can we do anything about it? Is there anything we can do here? And she goes, I don't know. And then they go, well, you know, we might have to, you know. And she cried and she was sad, whatever. And I'm not saying any of that happened. I'm saying that's more reasonable than what kind of we're being told.
So obviously there's a layer of, you know, comedy under all of that. You know, he's a comedian. But it's still pretty striking to see, like, these right-wing figures, someone as big as Tim Dillon, very good friends with Joe Rogan, who obviously interviewed Donald J. Trump, put out kind of these, like, theories suggesting that Erica Kirk is not who she says she is. And again, you guys can let me know what you think of that in the comments down below. There's also been a lot of conversation about her background and if she's telling the truth about who she has been. This is a video that we've, you know, talked about before, but often claiming that she didn't date anybody before Charlie Kirk, and some people coming out saying that's not true. Take a look at this.
When I lived out here, I was here for 5 years. I never dated here because I saw vicariously through my roommate how terrible it was. With somehow getting drinks was the replacement of having coffee and breakfast. I personally would rather have coffee or brunch with someone than going, I don't drink. find it unproductive, not because I'm holier than whatever. I just don't operate that way. But I always thought it was very strange how she would go to drinks with one guy and then go to dinner with another. So expecting to marry someone that I was blessed with, like a Charlie, you have to be the type of woman that will attract a Charlie.
Jordan's probably a virgin, so I'm setting Jordan up with my friend Erica.
Are you going to church? Are you going to Bible study? Did you tell your pastor that you are ready for the Lord to bring into your life the man that you've been praying for?
We were in Miss USA together. Oh, cool. So she was Arizona and I was in
Congrats. Congratulations, Erica Fransbay, and happy birthday, Erica Fransbay.
So a lot of conversation, obviously, surrounding her background and the things that she claims. That clip of her speaking is from the CBS News, like, primetime show that really did not do very well viewership-wise. They were trying to promote this, like, oh, we talked to Erica Kirk for the first time since this tragedy happened. And it was just kind of a strange ordeal because CBS was taken over by Barry Weiss. Saw this on Twitter. Erica Kirk lied about her degrees. Most CEOs get fired for this. Erica claims on LinkedIn and elsewhere graduated Arizona State University 2012 summa cum laude with a double major in political science and international relations and foreign affairs. But according to Arizona State University records from the 2011 to 12 academic catalog, no bachelor's degrees in international relations or foreign affairs was offered at the time. So this person is saying she graduated in spring of 2012 with a single major in political science, nothing more. We go to the next tweet, somebody else talking about this. Gentle reminder that the 2012 spring commencement program does not list Erica Kirk, this was her previous name, among those graduating summa cum laude, magnum cum laude, or cum laude. This is day two of asking for evidence that she has not been lying about her academic record for the past 14 years. So the reason I bring all this up, and again, I'm not really sure how to feel about all this. You can let me know in the comments down below what you think. All these kind of mounting conversations about Erica Kirk and the type of person she is and where she's leading, you know, the Republican Party, where she's leading Turning Point USA. Obviously, we started with her, you know, randomly appearing now on the board of the Air Force Academy board. I'm sorry. That's just so like what qualifies you to be on the Air Force Academy board? I have no idea. But you know, there's so many instances in what's going on with the Republican Party right now that I feel like Charlie Kirk himself would not have agreed with, right? Like right now, Turning Point Action and the Republican Party obviously saying Thomas Massie is a rhino because of the Epstein files. This is Charlie Kirk in 2023 talking about how he feels about Thomas Massie. Take a listen.
One of the most exciting developments from last week's negotiations is the new church committee. And one of the members of that new church committee is one of my favorite members of Congress. He loves the Constitution. He loves liberty. He's honest and he's tough. And he's going to really go after the intel agencies. It's Thomas Massie, who's just terrific from Kentucky. Congressman Massie, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Charlie.
Yeah, so like obviously, you know, Thomas Massie, again, doing so much work around the Epstein files and working with the survivors of Jeffrey Epstein and now being seen, like even Turning Point here tweeting a few days ago, MAGA rallies are back, Trump haters are on notice, and it's, you know, talking about Rhino Massie to stop Rhino Massie because Donald Trump is now campaigning for his opponent. And it's interesting to see a lot of people who claim to care about this individual who died, Charlie Kirk, and now it almost feels like they're capturing, a lot of people are capturing his movement and doing things with it that I'm not sure he would have agreed with. Maybe that relates to Erica Kirk or if she's lying about certain things. I don't know. I find it all very interesting. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. I appreciate you watching this video a lot. Truly, it means the world. Once again, my name is Chris Meyer. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you're subscribed down below. Hit like on this video, and I will see you in the next one.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's